Exercise 1, page 46.
Welcome back to our series, Popular Careers. With me today is pastry chef James Miller. James, you make pastries and desserts in one of London's famous five-star restaurants. That sounds like a fantastic job. Is it?
Yes, indeed. There's nothing else I would rather do. But it's very tough. Only people who are very dedicated and determined can make a career as a pastry chef.
How hard is it to make cakes and pastries? I suppose you have to be very creative.
In fact, preparing pastries and desserts is as much of a science as it is an art. It requires more precision and technical skill than any other type of cooking.
What do most people not know about your job?
That it's very common for pastry chefs to work for 8 or 10 hours without a break. People can't believe it when I tell them this. They have no concept of jobs without breaks.
The long hours must put off a lot of would-be chefs.
Yes. In many restaurants, pastry chefs work demanding 12-hour shifts that can stretch late into the night. A lot of my friends dropped out of catering college for that reason.
What do you like most about your job?
Coming up with ideas for new creations. Have you heard of the pastry chef Roland Meznier? He was the pastry chef at the White House for 25 years. In all that time, he never served the same dessert for dinner twice. Now that's creativity.
Do you have any advice for listeners who are interested in becoming pastry chefs?
Yes. Before you decide to enroll in a long, expensive training course, make sure you do a year's apprenticeship with a local baker or restaurant. That way you see if you can stand the pace.
James Miller, thank you.